here with Doug Bollinger. Doug, well, an all-round team performance, but for you, I gather you equaled your best one-day figures tonight. How does that feel?
Yeah, it was good. It's always good to get five, mate. But no, it was a good effort. We knew the wicket was going to be pretty good, and we just had to bowl within ourselves. In one-day cricket, two new balls, it's very easy to go for plenty of runs early on. So just tried to dig in and hit the wicket as hard as we could. And Mitch bowled well. Treaders bowled amazingly again. And everyone fit. Everyone kind of chimed in, so it was good.
Seems like a good, well-balanced side for this form of cricket, particularly.
Oh, well-balanced as well, especially with, you know, having to leave Adam Riley out and Nashi being injured. You know, it's good how you can get those even matches to come back in and out. So no, it's good, mate. Everyone's going pretty well at the moment.
You talked about the two new balls, and a couple of the players have been saying, well, that means the ball stays harder longer.
Yeah, yeah.
So late in the innings, it's easy for the batsman to ping it around. Are you finding that as a bowler?
Oh yeah, definitely, mate. That you know, that's what helps get the 300 scores. And having the two new balls kind of takes out the art of bowling reverse swing for, you know, people coming through to bowl reverse swing, which is a shame because, you know, I think people want to see that. But, you know, them's the rules and that's the way it goes. And it's been great, you know. The guys, as we said, the routine's going good and the batters are bowling well, batting well. And without Sam Billings batting tonight, it's pretty good. So, yeah.
I was going to say, it's almost been built, hasn't it, this one? It's going to be the Billings show once again, and you did without him.
Absolutely, mate, and that's good. That's a good win to have and a good finish to have. I'm happy with a calm win instead of these last over wins and last ball wins, but no, it was good, and you know, we'll find out how we go in the next couple of games.
Top of the table now, top of the group, with half the games gone, and what a big weekend going away to not only to Nottinghamshire but to Warwickshire as well. Two sides in the top divisions. I mean, that's going to be a test, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and we knew it was a test playing these first three games. We know Glamorgan, Somerset at Somerset, and we beat Durham, three amazing teams as well. So, as I said, the boys are going well, and we keep sticking to our plans. You know, those teams, you know, we should be able to beat these teams. We stick to doing what we do best. Everything will be copacetic.